Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we are not comfortless. Oh, for the God of all comfort has sent us the Comforter, and He has comforted us. And Lord, thank you. How wonderful is that comfort? Oh God, it picks us up when we're down, feeds us when we're hungry, strengthens us when we're weak. And Lord, thank you for the wiping away of our tears, Lord God, and the restoring of our soul. Lord, thank you, God, for the weary hands and feeble knees that, Lord, you strengthened. And Lord, thank you that you often use the little joints of the body. But yet, Lord, let us know we are but conduits. Oh, thank you for all the supplying flows from the head, the lovely bridegroom head, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we are grateful today you've called us in, Lord, to hear our vocation. For our calling is, yea, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, let us pursue it with more passion. God, let us have more determination. Lord, let us know it's all because of the confidence and absolute trust in the grace of God that performs it all. We give you the praise, the glory, all the thanksgiving and the joy that is in our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, this morning, the Lord has us meditating, and I say us because it's by His Spirit. Amen? So I know that it's us in Christ, but He has us meditating in the Word, and specifically today in the word trust. Trust. And no one quotes that word trust more in the Word of God than that sweet little shepherd boy, that sweet little mighty King David. That sweet little man, that ornery fella. Oh, as Paul said, and I'm sure David would share right with him, oh, wretched man that I is. Let it be known, praise God, though, that David was the man after God's own heart. You got to know all that to really be thankful for the Lord. But David was the one that declared so magnificently the benefits, the manifold blessings that we have in trusting God. And I love that. See, we have been blessed. You know that, Christian? Isn't that wonderful, brethren? Precious hearts, praise God. We have been blessed. We're not waiting to be blessed. The word of the Lord tells us that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. So there has been nothing that's been withheld from our lives. Amen? The only way that we would miss a blessing is by not being enlightened to the truth and encouraged always in it that I've already been blessed with that spiritual blessing. And matter of fact, with all of them. So truly what it comes back to is trust, confidence, faith. All of those precious words that work together for our good. But do let it be known what trust God desires us to have in Him. As we said earlier, it's impossible to please God without faith. But we're talking here complete confidence. How many times over and over through the years have we heard that sweet encouragement from Pastor Hill? Put your confidence in God. That's all powerful. It's all powerful. That it would be in all things, in all ways. That we always have this all-sufficient grace that is working for us, not contingent upon how we behave. It's always working for you. The grace of God is always powerful for you. Always. It's immense. It never is withheld. It is poured forth. He said, I have given all grace. Never forget that. He's never stingy with that grace. I don't care what you're in today. I don't care what's been going on in your life. How defiant, unbelieving, how wicked you have been. All grace is yours. All grace. And all He wants you to do is apprehend it. Take it. Be confident in the grace of God. Amen. His love. That is the power that will change you from glory to glory. That is how you'll grow. That's how you'll grow out of things and grow up into Him in all things. I know for each one of us, we want to grow out of stuff, don't we? Think of us as kids. Didn't we always want to, I want to get my big boy pants. You know, I want to grow up. I was the youngest. I saw my brothers. Yeah, they had cars. They had girlfriends. I need to grow up. I need to grow up. There's one way you grow in the Lord. You grow in grace and in knowledge of grace, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He that is full of grace and truth. Amen? Yeah, wonderful. Complete confidence, nothing wavering. And believing, praise God. Believing God is a wonderful thing. But truly trusting God, I believe in my heart, takes it to a different level. We can believe, yeah, I know that. But then you trust. There's confidence. And that's a love thing, isn't it? I can believe what a lot of people told me in my life. But the ones I trusted were the ones that I knew loved me. Once again, why does the Word of God say that we would know the love of Christ? I'll assure you this. If you'll know the love of Christ for your life, you will trust God. You will trust Him for everything. You will have complete confidence in God because you will see and know and trust He is the lover of your soul. Always. He is so immensely and intensely, divinely for you, wanting the very best with Him for eternity to come. That comes at a cost oftentimes in this world and in this life. We heard it much throughout the years. Giving you the things you would want would like giving a baby a sharp razor. You would never hand a little baby a razor blade. Here, play with this. It would be a horrible thought. How much more giving you the things you think you need as opposed to the perfect things of God that will finish you, complete you, and grow you up for an eternity beyond of glorified together with Him, ruling and reigning jointly together with Him. That's what He wants. That's what He desires. I encourage you more and more all the time by the grace of God. I've done so many weddings as of late. I've never seen one of these men come in here to marry a servant. They didn't come in here to marry a woman to serve them. If anything, they married her, if their heart was right, to serve her. Isn't it amazing? Why do we get that confused? When all throughout the Word of God, that's all He's calling out for. I want my joint heir. I want my co-equal. I want the one that I trust in. I want the one that brings me glory. And I know we're just sitting here going, oh my Lord, You're so amazing. But that's why it's grace. Because it's beyond us. But yet it's for us. And it's a cookie on a shelf. And yet, once again, it's already been given. You do not have to beg God for things. Don't beg God. He's already given it to you. Thank Him. Thank the Lord. I know You've already given it to me. How about just thank You? Amen. Trust is when a heart is confident, when it knows. It knows that not just that the Lord is able, but what God is doing is always in the highest of His love and for my good. And that He's not going to withhold anything. He will never withhold anything that is not good. And just think, God saying good. Well, we know that's exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think good for your life. He never withholds a thing. So once again, whatever we are going through, whatever it is, whether it has come on, I've brought it on, somebody else has put it on, Romans 8:28 is alive and well. And we know that all things work together for good to them. And I love being them. That's a them I love. You got to watch some of them thems in the Word of God, because you got to know who them he's talking about. But this one, I'm them. And it's working together for my good because I love God. I love him. And you know why? Because he first loved me. And I trust in his love, and I have confidence in his love. And I want to preach to you, be confident in his love. Don't be confident in you. Don't put your confidence in any man. Put your confidence in God. Put your confidence in God. But God, I'll tell you what, he's the Word. He's the Word. So you need to know the Word. Not what you think, not what a denomination thinks, not what you were raised thinking. That could be wrong. And you're without excuse, and I am too. This is right. This is the way, not a way, the truth, the life. Amen? And it's a narrow way. Why would it not? He's God. God didn't just go out there willy-nilly and all that. No, he gave you his son. With what they did to him, we did to him. Your sin did to him. But he did it joyfully because he loves you. He endured that cross. What he became for us who knew no sin. Let me express this real clear. God would never have another way. God would never allow any man to do any work of any acceptance to God. It's got to be, as sweet sister sang, the blood. There is no remission of sin without the blood. There's only one way God will pass over you. When I see the blood. Hallelujah. How could people not get that? Whether it was the Jew or whether it was the Gentile. They saw it that day. They saw it and they know it. And they know it. And it's in the scriptures. It's in the Torah. This is something they know and they celebrate, but they choose not to see. When I see the blood, and let me tell you something, they saw the blood, and it poured from Calvary. It flowed from Calvary. It powered from Calvary. And there is no denying it. It was not done in a hidden way. It was done for all to see and all to know. That this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And I will turn away from him. For I cannot look upon what he is going to do. But he is doing that for my glory. He is doing that for my plan. He is doing that for you. To bring you to me. My sons to glory. Oh God. How immense. How immense is your love. Now, let's trust God. And trust, I'll tell you what, you want to enter into that? It's submission. You just got to submit to trusting God. Isn't that so sad? He's got to twist our arm to trust him. He doesn't. But I'll tell you what, he'll chasten us to trust him, won't he? Oh, yes, he does. Doesn't chasten you to hurt you. Sometimes he's got to allow and break that leg of that lamb that's running too hard. But in his faithfulness, he afflicts us to trust him. To trust him. This is giving all authority over to God. This is that everything is in and for my best interest with God. And once again, that only comes by believing in and knowing the love of God to you. Let's listen to a few of the benefits that David said come from trusting God. Just write these down because it's going to go fast. Psalms 5:11. As those that put their trust in the Lord, they rejoice. Psalm 7:1, putting our trust in God saves and delivers us. I think that's a good one. Psalm 9:10, those that trust in Him know His name. See, you know the name when you trust in God, because I'll tell you what, you're calling out Jesus all the time. Because I like to get heaven's attention, don't you? Jesus! Thank you. They're all standing at attention right now for me. Hallelujah. Now, Psalm 13:19, He is good to them that trust Him. Psalm 16:1, trusting God preserves us. Psalm 18:30, He's a help, a shield, and a buckler to all them that trust Him. Psalm 25:2, we are not ashamed when we put our trust in God. So there was something to be ashamed about before you put your trust in Him, didn't you? Did you hear that? There was something that I think He foreknew you would be ashamed about. It's not just ashamed about believe and get over yourself. There was something to be ashamed about until you put your trust in God. Psalm 37:3. He feeds those that trust Him. Oh. Boy, I wish people would listen to that. Psalm 37:5. Trust in Him and He shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37:40. Trust in Him and He will deliver you from the wicked. Psalm 56:3. Trust in God and He rids you of all fear. Psalm 71:1, trust in the Lord and never be confused. It really says that in the Word of God. Yeah, it does say that in the Word of God. So there's your problem. There's my problem when I'm confused. Matter of fact, there's my problem when I got any problem. What's the answer? Because I'm not trusting God. Psalm 73:28. Trust in the Lord and you will declare all His works. I love that. Yes. That's trust. Okay, we could go on and on and on and on. And I know we'd love to. And God's going to do it. But it's a gold mine to trust the Lord in all things. It is wealth untold to trust God in everything. As it says in Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Here you go. Don't discard trusting God's promises. It's always the mother lode. That's what that means. Don't discard the promises of God. It's always the mother lode. It always is. You're always going to have all the riches untold when you trust God. When you go out in your own heart, trust yourself, trust your gut, you're going to get robbed. You're going to get robbed. You're going to be really disappointed. You may be going down that path a long way thinking, oh, I've got great gain. There will come a day. There will come a day. God said, I'll tell you what, I'll let you go do and you can go work what you want and all that and you can have your way. But there's a cost to that. And He'll send leanness to your soul. Now, I'll tell you what, I know we get in shape and everything, but there ain't one thing you don't want to have a lean thing in is your soul. You want to have a fat soul. Big and fat. Fat, fat, fat. Amen. Now, I thank God that, brothers and sisters, it is a wonderful thing about all of the manifold meanings of trust. Confidence. Isn't that wonderful? Confident. Safe. Free of care. I love that one. I love being carefree in the Lord and free of care in the Lord. I love how the Word of God says, cast all your care upon Him. Because why? Because He cares for you. I love that. See, that's so intimate. It wasn't just cast your care upon Me because I can do it. And there's verses that say that in a sense in the Word of God. But here He goes right after your heart. Because I care for you. I want your cares because I love you. I want your cares because I'm for you. I am the mighty God. And I'm going to do this for you. You trust me. And as we trust God, praise the Lord, what we're doing is we're trusting in his love. And that's reciprocating his love back to him. Amen? See, when you trust someone that loves you, that's like one of the greatest gifts you could give them. Isn't it? That you trusted in them. That you had confidence in them. Thank you, Lord. And I am telling you the truth. I was so thankful to watch my sons grow up. And they knew their dad always loved them. And then there was a time, it's called teenage. It gets a little squirrely. And you're frustrated in a way as a parent. Thank God, God never gets frustrated. I know he gets sad sometimes the way I'm just teasing. He probably does. But I'd get frustrated a little bit. But the thing that was beautiful to watch was as my sons matured, that they did truly have confidence in their dad. That the things that I had told them, the things that I had set forth for them to run in and to really grow in, were things not to hurt them, not to take away their fun, but that would add to their life. And to watch them and to hear them. Not that that was what I, in a sense, wanted to hear, but it really was thankfulness to God. But was thank you, Dad. Thank you. And I'll tell you what, I thank the Lord for my natural dad every single day. Thank you, God. Now, this is a marvelous thing here, brothers and sisters. We can cast all our care upon him. And that means that we're trusting in grace alone. That's when we rest in the Word of God for us. And you think about how much of the Word of God we have. We have the whole counsel, don't we? So in a sense, we truly can rest in bridal love for us. And I am thankful to be a husband. And I'm grateful to God that the Lord put a desire in my heart. Not that in a sense that I would replace the confidence that my wife would have in the Lord. But I wanted her to have confidence in her husband. I wanted her to have confidence that I would work hard and do my best and by the grace of God to provide these things and to be encouraged of the Lord and allowing the God to help me to build a home, to have a home for our family. We did this together, don't get me wrong, you understand that. But she had confidence in the part that I would take in my home. And I thank God that she rested in that. And there's responsibility. And sometimes there's pressure. And sometimes there's doubt of how is things going to turn out. I thank the Lord that I've got a husband. And let me tell you something. I'm so thankful. I've got a husband. And for those that are immature in the Word of God and don't understand and want to be childish about it, grow up. Because you really need to know whether you are a male or female. And by the way, there is no male or female. Praise God. Under the Lord, there's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female. We are one in Christ. But I know in that spiritual encouragement, praise God, I got a husband. And I'm so thankful I cast all of my care on my husband, and I am confident in my husband to take care of me. I love that. Now, but there's a little bit more. Trust is also confiding. Trust is also hoping. Isn't it wonderful to know that all my heart's secrets, the very core of you, you can trust him with? No matter how messed up you think you are, no matter how far you thought that train went off the track, I'm talking about, too, your strength, but I'd rather say your weaknesses. Maybe you want to say my gifts. Well, I'd rather say my faults. But let's say all of it. Aren't we thankful that we can have confidence in him? Yeah, I love that. And I love that we can trust in knowing the gospel of Christ. See, that's the hope that we have. Knowing the gospel. And you know the gospel, you know how perfectly that you're made for Him. See, you're perfectly made for Him. And I love how wonderfully and fearfully we are as humans. God's divine creation, I get that. But take it to where really it's so beautiful. You're wonderfully and fearfully made to need Him. Need Him. Yeah. Everything about you, about your life, that's happened in your life, you've got a precise precision of love that has drawn you to this wonderful truth, Paul's gospel, to know Him and to marry the Lord. And it couldn't have been any other way. Aren't you thankful for that trust, which is hope, that you hope in that gospel? And it's not the hope of an if, it's the hope of when. When? See, I know when I see Him, I'm going to be like Him. I know that He's going to perform the good work that He's begun in me. I know that it doesn't appear right now what we shall be. Oh, no. But you know what? I'm starting to see you in the things of the Lord. Oh, I see what you shall be. Kings. 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 Reigning, glorified, together with Him. But now the best for last. Psalm 125:1. Those that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion. Where did that one come from, Pastor? Well, Zion means the parched place. Zion, we know, speaks of that wondrous sin offering, our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Zion speaks of grace. Sinai was judgment. You couldn't go up there. But then came Zion, grace. So I love that. Those that trust in the Lord shall be like grace. It's really what it's saying. Those that trust in the Lord shall be like grace. Okay. So the more that I trust Him, the more that I'll be like Him. And this brings us to the last meaning, thinking of you trust in the Lord, you'll be like grace. The last meaning of trust. It means an investment. An investment. Trust is wealth that is stored up. Wealth that is stored up and growing more valuable to be distributed to the beneficiary at a later date. So that's what a trust is. In Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in you. The saints. In you. I think you're beginning to track this. We are His inheritance. He is the beneficiary. We are His trust. He has invested everything, His wealth in us. And some will allow that wealth, that grace, to grow and mature to full capacity of wealth for Him. And brothers and sisters, that's what He longs for. He longs for that investment to bring forth the height of the return. The height of His glory descending from heaven. The height of that grace which brings forth the virtuous woman, His wife, His glory. That wonderful trust that trusted in Him so much that He had to express about her in Proverbs 31:11. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. Oh, but it only gets better. It only gets better. Brothers and sisters, this is grace for grace. This is grace for grace. She completely trusted him and received all that grace that he supplied, that now she gives him that grace that he so longed to behold. Grace for grace that caused the heart of the husband to trust in you. Now, do you see how and where trusting Jesus can lead you? Do you see where the confidence in grace can grow you? I want to be that gold mine for him. I want to be that pearl of great price for him. I love Jesus. I've trusted him for a long, long time. I'm trusting in his bridal message. I'm confident in it, I'm telling you. I pray that he'll, by his grace, keep me in it. But there is nothing wavering anymore. I know that that's what, by the grace of God, I'm for. I know that, by the grace of God, you're for. And I want him to have that vessel that he trusts in my heart. I believe, by the grace of God, I'm beginning to bring that to him. Not that I'm anything, because it couldn't be me, could it? I love him. And I want to bring him that rest. So how about resting in the promise of God and his bridal calling for you? Grace for grace. Let's pray.
Substance is the things hopeful. It is your evidence. It's your proof of the things which aren't seen. Enter into my rest. Believe me.
Oh, Jesus.
The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. But you have the mind of Christ.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, the immensity of your love today, the anointing upon us. Lord, it cannot be denied. Every life here is vital for this truth. Every life hearing this today, Lord, you've prepared their ear to hear. Lord, what will we do with this today? I can only pray for me and my brethren, Lord, that we come forth fully purposed to receive in confidence your grace that will perform all of this in us for you. Thank you again for how lovely you are, because you are a lovely God. Thank you for your kindness and your patience with this brother and every one of us. How you do not forsake. Lord, how you cannot deny yourself. Oh, 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 oh. I love how exceeding you are to what you desire. And thank you, Jesus, for desiring us. We accept it and give you thanks and praise you and glory until we see your face, blessed bridegroom. In your precious name, our dear Jesus, we give you this praise. Amen.